If you live in the country, you speak of a field road that just goes through the field. A county maintained roads right here.
Sometimes you'll find different terms for roads in the name of the road itself. Instead of, say, being Brown Road, you might have Brown something else, not street or not avenue, but maybe something. I don't have anything special in mind, but I know sometimes this will be a term for a road.
No, I can't think of what you're getting at there, hon.
Well, I'm not getting anything really this time in particular, but I know that in Tennessee you have a lot of pikes.
Now, we used to use the term pike. We used to speak of the Somerville Pike quite often, but we'd call it Somerville Road today. That word pike was used some around in this area, but not much.
Is it held over in names of any of the roads?
Is it quite an
Is it held over?
Still, well, no, I don't believe so. And the only one I think of, we might have used to say the Calhoun Pike for the Calhoun Road. Or Kingston Pike. Now, we did say Kingston Pike. Yes, we did. But that was 15, 20, 30 years ago. I don't believe a young person today would ever heard it.
It wouldn't be on the street sign?
No.
I see.
No.
Are there any special terms for lanes or driveways in the area that you can think of?
Alley. Lane is not used much in this area. It's used a little, and now it's used sometimes for a kind of fancy name for a street, such and such a lane. But it wasn't too common a word. I think we would have used alley rather than lane if we meant a little back street of some kind.
What would you call a very small road that would be used for foot traffic only?
A path.
All right, and referring to two of these, you might...
Paths.
All right, are there any special terms for paths on farms?
I don't think of anything other than a trail or something like that.
We're talking about the word throw. Okay, did you ever...
Throw a ball.
Yes, I...
Threw one yesterday.
And I have
thrown many.
Is there a distinction that's been made? We were talking a minute ago about gravel. Mm-hmm. Gravel is made from crushed
stone or rock.
All right. Is there a distinction between these two in your mind, rock and stone?
No, because not even now. We spoke of the stone quarry out here on the Summer Road. And it was big pieces of rock or stone that they got. I don't know if there's any distinction much in my mind between the two.
All right. In referring to your house, you might say, my house is my...
home.
Right. If you have rung a friend's doorbell
mm-hmm.
and no one comes to answer, you might turn away and say, well, I guess nobody...
is home.
If you would like to have someone accompany you somewhere,
mm-hmm.
you might say, will you come
with me?
And then if you're speaking of a friend who perhaps had another friend accompany him, you mm-hmm. might say, did he come?
To? Did he come with you? There's a localism that Mom used to think was so funny when she first came down here, and somebody say, can I carry you to the show? And she wouldn't say carry that, she'd say take. And I don't know whether we use it as much as it used to be used. She's going to carry me to the play. She's going to carry me to that. I don't think we use it as much as it was used when I was a child. I believe we say take more now than we would that. Maybe you never heard it used that way.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes.
Well,
I use it myself.
Well, I guess it's still...
My husband laughs. He's from Ohio, too.
Oh, is he?
He's never used it.
No. Well, now, see, you know that.
Oh, yes, but I still say
yeah.
In a car...
Yeah, I'm going to carry her in my car. I do say that.
But you would say this probably more, would you say, in terms of using it with a car?
Yes, I believe so today. I don't think I'd use it. If I'm going by and just walk up to the library with somebody, I walk to the show, I wouldn't say I'm going to carry you to the show. It wouldn't be the sense that it used to mean I'm going to pay your way and take you.